Cameron, we've started the strawberry picking season, and now that the borders are open, we can get more pickers in. But what's been the response, first of all, to the program that the government put in place and the one that you put in place?
It's been very encouraging. We've got to date 400 applicants, which are Tasmanian residents, and which you know, based on our historical experience, is really encouraging. And yeah, it's been, I'd say it's a really strong response actually from past experience.
How worried were you in the middle of the pandemic, and then Victoria went into shutdown? You know, and you needed interstate and overseas backpackers.
This is a major change from our historical models of labour, and it's caused a huge challenge for our business and the industry and the whole horticulture industry. So I can't say I wasn't worried, but everyone, ourselves and other growers and the industry, got our head down and did the work, and got the support of the government on a few key things, including their support of helping promote local employment, and also with their help in terms of finding pathways to get our return seasonal workers back. And we're not there yet, but we're gonna get there, I'm pretty sure, and it's just a lot of hard work to get there.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier that you had some regulars coming from New South Wales, and up until yesterday we didn't know when they were going to get here, so that was a timely announcement from the government, wasn't it?
I've got quite a number there that are we come from a fair few come from our operations in north of Coffs Harbour, and they come down. Not necessarily the same people, but there's a big group come down each year once on the harvest trail and come down to us. But there's been real interest up there, but they've all been sitting on the fence, and I reckon that's really, that's another sort of segment I can tick off that I'm a lot more confident now that border's open,
Do you think you get the numbers that you need now? Are you confident that you'll get them all?
We're close. We've got to get a few small things sorted out in terms of just making it happen and getting the details sorted out. We're very close, and what's probably important is it's taken a bit of everything. So it's taken a real effort to get more locals to engage, which we really hope they have good experience and stick to, and that becomes something in the future. We've had to work on getting the seasonal workers from Pacific Islands that worked for us last year and getting them back. As I said, these guys from New South Wales, and now we're just looking at trying to work out the seasonal worker program, people coming in from the other countries to get that to finish off the job. So once that pathway becomes a bit clearer, I reckon we'll get there, but it's not one part of that was never going to solve the problem. So it's great that it's taken a lot of work to get each component working, and each group of people.
For people that don't know how the seasons run, because we buy all our strawberries from our fruit and veg or from the supermarket, so we're starting the strawberry season now. What happens after that?
Yeah, we start the Tasmanian strawberry season starts now, so it's good. It comes on the back of the Queensland season, so you got some. You probably get some better quality Tasmanian strawberries.
I can tell you the Queensland ones aren't much chop. I've had a couple of them, and I thought, I'll wait till the locals come out.
And they'll go through to May in Tasmania, and then in late November we'll start our raspberry and blackberry program, and they'll run through to May. And then our blueberries, we harvest those from January into February.
Okay, what sort of tonnages are we looking at with all of these crops over the summer?
Oh, the whole crops. We'll look at about 5,000 tonnes. For the fruit,
okay, and then that varies on depending on which fruit it is.
It's our production.
That's a lot of fruit.
Yeah, a lot of fruit.
So, I mean, the two big things you needed to take care of were the numbers, and it looks like you're going to be okay with that. And
still working on it, but we're getting closer.
The other thing, of course, is everything has to be COVID safe now. So that's been a bit of a logistical issue for you as well, I'd imagine.
It has. That came on us pretty quick at the end of last season. Yep. We still had 600 workers on the farms harvesting when it all came in March, and we worked pretty hard to get that to all work out and that sort of get that in line, which it did, and we were able to get through that period, especially up here when the lockdown was on, and get through that safe and have no cases on our farms and keep everyone safe. And so it does impact the business, but I think we're pretty confident we can do it after last season's experience, that we just refine those plans.
I guess for anyone that's listening, it's local, there still are jobs available for locals.
Certainly.
You still want to recruit locals?
Certainly. And there there will be all season. So, we'll peak in January. So there's plenty of jobs right through, and we'll keep picking through to May. So there's always, usually in a season, there's a few people come and go. So there's jobs right through. Anyone who likes working outdoors, enjoys a team environment, and wants the opportunity to take up the job, then there's opportunities there for those who want to have a look at it.
There's a bit of a myth or a belief that it's very physically hard work, but there's not just picking jobs that are available, and that's important to remember as well.
It is. I don't say it's a myth. It is physical work. So some class that is hard, but it is a physical job. It's outside. But the harvest, the picking job is the biggest in number. But we also have around harvest, we have super advisors and assistants and quality staff and truck drivers and forklift drivers. So there's a lot of different opportunities within the business for people to have a go.
I guess it's not just your business, it's typical of all fruit growers in the state at the moment.
Typical. I think the berry growers are sort of, due to the timing, they've all started now, have been pushing hardest to try and solve these problems and get it done with the support of the industry, and certainly as that will roll into cherries after that, and then into other fruit and into apples at the end. And
I look forward to seeing more local produce in the supermarkets very soon, Cameron, but thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
I also spoke to employee Blaine Astor, who's been working there for almost 10 years.
So, Blaine, just tell us about your experience. You came here as a 17-year-old and you've made a career out of it.
Yeah, that's correct. So, started in 2011 when I was 17 and started just on a casual basis, pruning and hand weeding. And over the past 9 years, have progressed to now be the position of farm manager of the raspberries here at Tasmania. Been supported by Costa a lot over the 9 years through various educational programs, both internally and externally. And I just really encourage any young people out there to start to consider horticulture a viable profession, and what better place than Costa to realise that goal.